Okay, hello, hello, my wonderful embodiers. So excited to share this month's training with you. And just to kind of give us a little bit of an overview of where we're at, this is November, and we're in the second month of our quarter. Embody is divided into quarters, right? And so we kicked off the second quarter in October, and the overarching topic of this quarter of for October, November, December is going deeper with your visioning skills and then applying those visioning skills for you personally to transform your visibility, right? And how you're showing up for your visibility. So that's the topic of these 3 months, visioning and visibility, increased visibility, to go deeper with those visioning skills for your clients, more visibility for you. At the quarterly live retreat last month in October, we kicked it all off by looking at how to vision, right? We kind of went back into the visioning skills that we learned in Sacred Depths. We went much deeper into them. We looked at them through the lens of the four levels of learning and processing, making it a fuller experience to vision. And then for you specifically, for your inner work, we looked at also how to use visioning skills to breathe life and excitement and inspiration and motivation into your visibility efforts, into your bigger goals and into your smaller goals, right? And we looked at also just in general how to use visioning for bigger goals as well as to create inspiration for smaller goals. And one of the things that we came to, and hopefully that you really took for yourself, is that we can work with our visibility fears in lots of different ways, right? Some of the more obvious ways are to work with the befriend your fear or rewiring techniques. But that being said, we can also work with our visibility fears or our motivation obstacles in a different way, through visioning, through making the desire and the motivation and the inspiration bigger than the fear, or at least as big as the fear, right? So that you choose the action anyway. Now, before we go any further, and this is an important reminder, you've heard me say this a number of times over the months, but it's important to say again, the reason that this program is called Embody is because the way that you create change and transformation isn't just by knowing, right? It's not just by understanding cognitively. In order to create change and transformation, you also need to own inside of you and to embody. So, on a practical level, what that means is that when it comes to your coaching skills, the skills that you bring to your clients, embodying means practicing those skills. So I hope that this quarter you're practicing your visioning skills so that you can embody them more deeply in your client work. When it comes to your own inner work, and changing your habits or moving beyond obstacles, In that context, embodying means consistently using the skills and the techniques that we're covering for yourself. So if you want the change on the inner level, I hope that this quarter, you're maybe using the visioning of small steps to help move you forward in your visibility. Or maybe you're still working the rewiring skills from last quarter. That's great. Whatever it is, do it consistently. That leads to the embodying. Also, business growth, right? With business growth, embodying means consistently taking the actions that you know you need to take in your business. So for example, last month, we looked at how to infuse all of the principles of visioning into your marketing, right? Embody that. Work on consistently bringing vision into your marketing, into your emails, into your social media, into your sales pages, into your sales calls, etc. Right? So we've got 2 months, almost 2 months left on the year and on this quarter of the program. And those 7 weeks, whatever it is, can count big time for your coaching skills, for your inner work and overcoming blocks, and for your business growth. So what would it look like to decide to get serious, even more serious, about embodying some of these things for yourself, practicing these things, coming back to them consistently? Okay, that was my little pep talk for continuing to do the work in between our sessions. Now, in this overarching quarter of visioning and visibility, for this month, for our training today, we're going to get into one of the really powerful details of visioning skills, which is activating our ability to take risks. So we're going to be looking at activating ability to take risks so that you can bring that to your clients. And then because this quarter, we're also looking at visibility for you, right? We're also going to be looking at how to activate our ability to take risks when it comes to business visibility. And just because I have a sense this will be helpful, I want to show this to you. Let me share my screen for a moment. I showed this at our quarterly retreat, and I know some of you appreciated it. So this is the quarter that we're in of Embody. In October, we had our live quarterly retreat where we looked at befriending visibility fears, not through a befriend your fear technique, right? But through visioning, right? As I said earlier, making the desire, the inspiration, the motivation as at least as big as the fear and letting that carry you. And also bringing the vision to not just the big goals, but to each small step, right? Creating a vision for that next newsletter, and then getting so inspired about that next newsletter that that carries you to actually write the newsletter, right? This month, as I said, we're going to be looking at risk-taking. That's what this training is about. And then next month, we're going to look at another aspect of visioning, identifying and leveraging your resources and your values. Of course, you have every month opportunity in the teal here. You have opportunity within Ball to practice all of the skills that we're learning and to go deeper into them for yourself. Okay. So that being said, let's talk about risks. And let's start here What does it even mean? Right. So when I was preparing for this call, I decided to look up in Merriam-Webster what the definition of risk is. And there were, I don't know, there were six or seven different definitions, but the top one, the one at the top of the list, was this quote, "A situation involving exposure to danger." That was the top definition of risk. And I want to be clear, a situation involving exposure to danger is not what we're talking about here. It's not what we want to go for when we vision and vision some risky things, right? I don't want you to increase your exposure to danger. But the reason why I'm mentioning it here is because I found this really interesting because I think that this is at the root of why most people want to avoid taking risks, right? We obviously don't want to put ourselves in danger. So I like the second definition in Merriam-Webster's for risk much better for our purposes. And that definition was, quote, "A risk is the possibility, not the foregone conclusion, the possibility that something unpleasant will happen." Now you might be thinking, well, Joanna, that doesn't sound too much better than danger, right? The possibility that something unpleasant is going to happen. But here's what I want to share with you and check it out to see if this feels like truth for yourself. We have to be willing to take actions that hold the possibility that something unpleasant is going to happen. In other words, we have to be willing to take risk. Not always. We don't want to take risks all day long, every day, right? But we do need to do it sometimes. Because without taking actions that have the possibility that something unpleasant might happen, it is very, very difficult to grow and to achieve our goals. So let me give you some examples on this. If you really want to be in an amazing romantic relationship, you have to be willing to go on a first date, even though there's a risk of something unpleasant happening on a first date, like getting rejected or having the worst time ever, right? Here's another example. If you really want to raise your rates for your work, you must be willing to share your new rates with your prospects, right? But that's risky, right? Because there's a risk that something unpleasant might happen there. Your prospects might say no to your services, or they might even question you about how can you raise your rates, right? That might be unpleasant. There's one more example. If you really want your friend to stop taking advantage of you, you need to be willing to tell them that you're not going to lend them any more money, even though in that conversation, there's a risk of something unpleasant, right? They might get angry at you or tell you that they don't want to be friends with you anymore. There is always something to risk and often something unpleasant, right? And we need to be willing to risk in order to get or achieve what we want. Period. And so when we're visioning for ourselves, or when we're supporting our clients to vision, whether it's a big long-term vision or smaller action step, visions, some of that vision needs to include risks. But back to those two different definitions from Merriam-Webster, there's a difference between having an unpleasant feeling or something being unpleasant and true danger. And this is similar to another thing that we learned in Sacred Depths in another module, the difference between discomfort and pain, right? I see an unpleasant experience similar to discomfort and danger similar to pain. And if you remember from Sacred Depths or just from other teachings of mine, you know, one thing that I often say is that we have to be willing to lead our clients into discomfort in order for them to grow and to create what we want, what they want, right? Same goes for us. We have to be willing to get uncomfortable in order to grow. We don't want to go into the danger zone. We don't want to go into the pain zone, right? But we need to separate those two. A lot of people conflate discomfort and pain, which is why they're not willing to be uncomfortable, because they're scared it's going to be painful. Similarly, a lot of people conflate and feeling unpleasant with true danger, right? So part of our work for ourselves and part of our work with our clients is to untangle that conflation so that people can see them as separate and hopefully be willing to lean into unpleasant, i.e. risks, right? And discomfort. So let me pause here for a moment and let me ask you and jot this down. And if you want, you can pause on the recording if you want to do a little more journaling on this, which I recommend. What's your relationship to risk? What's your relationship to risk? What do you think about risk? How do you feel about risk? How much are you willing to take risks in your life? Take a moment with that. Again, pause the recording to do so. Now, remember, looking at our relationship to risk is important not just for us personally, so that we can take these risks to become more visible or to create whatever we want in our lives, but understanding our relationship to risk, creating a more aligned relationship to risk, is also crucial in our roles as coaches, therapists, practitioners, because energy follows energy, right? So if we as practitioners are risk averse, we're going to bring that into our client containers and we're going to get nervous for our clients to take risks and maybe even stop them from taking risks. Or when we go to vision with them, we're not visioning out any risks. But again, as we said earlier, some risks are necessary for growth and achievement, right? Okay, let me ask you another question. And again, at any point, you can stop this recording as you're writing down answers. What are 2 to 3 examples of risks that you have taken when it comes to visibility? So what are some of the visibility risks that you've already taken in your work? I'll share with you some of mine. The first time and the second and the third, it all felt like risk, actually, that I invited, and it still does, that I invited people to come to a preview event and give a live testimonial in the preview event, that felt really risky to me. The first couple of times that I wrote very strongly around dispelling certain myths in the transformational industry, calling out certain practices in the transformational industry, those were risks. And right, those are specific, that was like visibility, action taken. Whenever I run ads on Facebook, which I do to create more visibility, it feels risky to me, right? There is a possible unpleasant thing that could happen, which is that people, I get haters and criticizers and all of that, right? So what are two or three examples of risks that you've taken when it comes to visibility? And here's another question. For whatever those risks are that you just noted, that you took, what are some of the unpleasant possibilities that you were willing to endure for each of those risks? What are some of the unpleasant possibilities that you were willing to endure for each of those risks? So for example, I said, you know, with the ads, the unpleasant possibility that I was willing to endure were haters, right? Same with the dispelling myths about the transformational industry. With the live testimonials in my preview classes, some of the unpleasant possibilities that I was willing to endure to do that was clients saying no to me if I asked them to give live testimonials. That feels really unpleasant to me. Or people in the room listening and just thinking I'm too salesy by having live events. That feels really unpleasant to me, right? But I was willing to endure it. I did it. So for you, the risks that you have taken when it comes to visibility, what are some of the unpleasant possibilities that you were willing to endure for each of those risks? Okay, again, you can pause the recording at any time, but I'm going to keep on going with a couple more questions. Next thing I want to invite you to think about, no matter if those risks that you took turned out the way that you wanted or not, because sometimes the unpleasant thing does happen, right? It's a possibility. So no matter if the risks turned out the way you wanted or not, why was taking those risks and enduring unpleasantness important for you? Why was taking those risks and enduring unpleasantness important for you? Okay, I'm going to keep on going. Just a few more questions. Think about where you're at now in your work. What are currently some visibility actions that you would like to consider taking where there's a risk involved? Right? So what are some things you would like to do that maybe you're not doing yet when it comes to visibility where there's a risk involved? Maybe it is raising your rates. Maybe it is starting to send more emails, post more on social media, do videos, share a certain thing about yourself. Make more asks. And then whatever those risky visibility actions are, what is possibly unpleasant about those things? Let's just name it. What's possibly unpleasant? And by the way, if you feel called, I would personally appreciate this so much. Before you continue with the video, with this training video, take a moment right now. Think about what's feeling important for you so far, for you personally, for your client work. What are you seeing so far? And this is the favor to me part. Post about it in our Embody Facebook group. Share. I would love to know what's coming up for you so far. You know, I'm a relational person. It's actually a risk for me to do these training videos where I don't actually have people in front of me because I get so much of my energy and like the depth of my teaching when I can work off of other people, when I can hear what's resonating, etc. So I would love to hear in the Facebook group so far, what are you seeing? And also the other reason why it's a favor for me is it will help other people in the circle learn from your share. Okay. So hopefully you paused the video, you went and posted in the Facebook group so far on what you're seeing and learning, what's feeling important. And now this brings us to one of the exercises that we learned in Sacred Depths when we were in our visioning module that I want to go into again and a little bit more deeply here today. It's a visioning exercise that can be a very effective way of calling upon your inner risk taker, activating the inner risk taker so that the inner risk taker can do its own important work, right? Help you take risks so that you can move forward on the important things. And you might remember this exercise. It's called stretch, risk, or die. It's one of the first coaching exercises actually that I ever learned. I read about it in a Cheryl Richardson book. I need to get the title of that book so that I can let people know. But anyway, I originally learned this from Cheryl Richardson. And my understanding of this exercise, stretch, risk, or die, is that it is a way of leading, encouraging clients into a little bit of discomfort, into being willing to endure unpleasantness or discomfort so that they can get what they want. And it's a pretty simple exercise. You know, when you're talking about a certain action step or a goal or a vision, and you sense that your client could be a little edgier, that they're not really planning on taking the risks that will get them to where they want to go, you can ask them, they can either draw this out in columns or you can just talk them through this. You ask them, what would be a stretch scenario here? What would be a risk scenario here? And what would be a, I would rather die than do that scenario here, right? And I love, one of the reasons why I love this exercise is because it really, on a cognitive level, it helps someone see, oh, you know what? I can actually take this stretch action or this risk action because they're actually not as dangerous as I was thinking they would be. The real danger is in the I would rather die than do that zone. I'm not going to do that thing, but I can actually take these risks and stretches. Stretch is like, oh, that feels stretchy to do that, right? Risk is, oh, feels like there's a risk there, right? Something unpleasant could happen. And then again, the die is I'd rather die. So let me give you some examples of this. Let's say you're working with a client and you are visioning out with them a long-term goal of attracting an aligned romantic partner, right? They really want a romantic partner who is aligned. And you're looking at how to get there. And it comes up as you're looking at this that they're in a running club and there's someone in their running club that they have a crush on, but they haven't been making any moves at all. It's too risky, right? Too dangerous. So you can explain to them first, do a little consulting on the difference between a stretch, a risk, and a die. And then ask them to name an action step in each of those three categories, right? And so maybe your client says, well, the little stretch would be that next time I'm at running club and I see that my crush is talking to one of my friends, I can join in the conversation. That feels stretchy to me. Great. So then you move on to risk. What would be a risk here? And maybe your client comes up with, well, something that would feel risky is I just go up next time I'm at running club when I see that my crush is all alone, I march up to them and I strike up a conversation. Okay. And then maybe the I'd rather die than do this, right? This is like more than unpleasant. Like it feels dangerous. Is I'm going to just go ask that person out on a date, right? So help your client assess the stretch, the risk, the die. And ask them if they'd be willing to take the stretch and or risk actions, right? Ask them if they'd be willing. Hopefully at that point, they're seeing, oh, maybe it's not so bad. It's just a little bit of unpleasantness. Right. And you can even ask them, like I've been asking you in this training session, what are the unpleasant possibilities? Right. Do you think you can endure them, et cetera, et cetera? And you can negotiate with them on that for them to like vision and strategize what their next step is. I'll give you one more example. Let's say you've got a client who wants to, or maybe this is even you. You want to have more sales calls, right? You want to drum up more prospects and have more sales conversations. But you haven't been doing anything to make that happen because it feels too risky, right? So if you do this exercise, maybe you find out, for example, that the stretch for you, action stretch here, is to post on social media that you have some spots available for enrollment conversations and invite people to it. Obviously, you'd write more than that, but you know what I mean? Maybe the risk action for you around drumming up some sales conversations is personal outreach. You know a bunch of different people who would be good fits. Feels risky to reach out to them individually. That's the risk. And then maybe the I'd rather die than do that, as an example, is to ask people for referrals. Maybe for you or your client specifically, that's what feels like the die. Like, I could never, that feels dangerous. That's beyond unpleasant to ask people for referrals. Hopefully that's not what the I'd rather die than do that is, but if it is, we need to honor that when we're working with ourselves, with our clients, right? We can work tools like befriend your fear on that one, et cetera, et cetera. But even as we're working that, start taking action on the stretches and the risks. Even if just to start to build inner resilience on risk-taking. Okay. So my next assignment for you, and you can pause the recording to do this, is to think about go back to the visibility action that you want to be taking right now and make a stretch, risk, or die chart for it, right? What would the stretch version of that action be? What would the risk version of that action be? And what would the I'd rather die than do this version of that action be? And then my invitation to you is to commit to taking either the stretch or risk actions or both. Okay. So again, we have one more little piece of work for this training call. But if you want to go ahead and pause the recording and chart that out for yourself, now is the time. Okay, so there's one more piece. Now, when we're working with clients on this, we can just end where we ended, right? Stretch, risk, or die. They pick what action they want to take. It's all good to go. By the way, I just want to toss in there the stretch, risk, or die we can do either preemptively when we're visioning, or we can also use that exercise when someone hasn't taken action on something to help them see that it's not as dangerous as they may have thought it was, right? But anyway, we can end it there and that might be enough. However, if we want to bring more levels of learning and processing into this process of activating the risk taker, then the next step on this would be to do either a long or a short somatic process to connect in with the archetype of the aligned inner risk taker to really build that one up energetically, somatically. And to receive wisdom from the aligned inner risk taker, right? On the stretch and risk actions. So I'm gonna demo that right now. And then we'll talk about some ending pieces after that demo. So if it's comfortable for you, close your eyes. And if it's comfortable for you, if you know it's better for you to keep your eyes open, keep them open and allow yourself to go inward. Take a few moments to come back home to yourself and your body. Notice how your toes feel from the inside right now. Notice how your ankles feel from the inside, your knees. Notice your spine and how it feels today. Your chest. And from this place of self-connection, I invite you to call down in human form your aligned inner risk taker to be right in front of you. So call down in human form your aligned inner risk taker. And connect in with the energy of this one. Maybe even taking your inner risk taker's hands in yours, connecting through the touch, connecting through the breath. Really getting a sense of this one's energy, the risk taker's energy, and connecting with it. And if you're a visual person, I invite you to take in the details of your aligned inner risk taker. Notice what they look like. Notice what they wear. Notice how they hold themselves and the expression on their face. And whether you can visualize or not, continue to connect in with the energy of the risk taker. Notice where you feel that energy of the aligned risk taker inside of you, inside of your body. And as you continue to connect with your aligned risk taker, ask them, what wisdom do you have for me today? What do you want me to know? And continue to connect and ask the aligned risk taker what it wants you to know about your visibility actions. What does it want you to know about your visibility actions? Ask it if there's anything else it wants you to know right now, or about what kind of unpleasantness is okay for you to endure. I'm taking one more moment for right now with your aligned risk taker. Making a body memory of this energy inside of you so that you can access it more easily when you need it. And then letting it go for now. And please pause this recording, jot down some notes on what just came through that feels important, share in the Facebook group. Okay. So a couple of logistics things before we wrap up. For this training, first of all, there is not a resource sheet for this training. That's number one. Number two, your homework. So your homework is number one, to take those visibility actions that are stretches and risks, right? Be willing to endure the unpleasantness. If you have any questions on those actions or anything else, ask me. You know, you can ask me anything. I'm here to answer. Ask me in Facebook. Ask me on our next community call, which is on November 20th. I am here for you. A lot of you have been coming to the Embody practice sessions with Inbal, and you've been loving them and receiving so much from them. Our next one is on November 15th. And you'll, in that practice session, you'll have opportunity to be coach and also to be client. And you'll have the opportunity to practice either visioning with the stretch, risk, or die exercise, or you can even go back to rewiring if you want to continue to practice that. And then some extra goodies for you. So you'll get some emails on this, but I wanted you to know that I am comping you in, or you have gift access to a workshop that I'm going to be offering on December 7th. It's a 2.5 hour workshop. It starts at 12 Eastern, and it's called Identify One of Your Business Shadows and Learn How to Leverage It. It's going to be amazing. We're going to go deep. You're going to identify one of your business shadows. We're going to learn what it's about. And then I'm going to be sharing a technique for you to use to be able to work on that shadow. Whether you've already done a shadow training with me or not, I highly recommend it. So you need to just opt into that. We'll be sending emails on that. And then the other thing I wanted to let you know about is I privately am starting to open enrollment for advanced depth for 2024. It begins in April. It is one of my favorite programs that I offer. It is very intimate. We do very deep work. I'll be sharing more about it over the next months, but if you've been waiting and you know that 2024 is your year for advanced depth, definitely get in touch. We'll have a conversation about it. In the meantime, I am sending you so much love. I hope that you enjoyed this training, and I can't wait to hear what evolves from it, what you're receiving from it. Bye.